Chapter 11, The Key. I opened my eyes and saw my pack where I left it before going to bed. Okay, I need a notebook, I said to myself. Dreamflyer told me to write clues down. It's been a long time since I wrote anything down. Must be a notebook around here. Got it! The one in the box under her bed. Maybe a few blank pages in there. I hurried off to find it. The notebook sat at the bottom of the box with Gran's pink scarf on top. Her purple slipper was still on the floor. I felt bad I didn't put it away after looking for the necklace. I put both slippers neatly under the bed before grabbing the notebook and heading for the table. The last page of the notebook was blank. There was a pencil and a pouch attached inside the back cover. I started writing. 1. I saw Elderroot. He looked at me. 2. Monster sparks move in the wind and use spark bolts to start fires. 3. Monster sparks steal stones buried in turquoise tree roots. 4. One monster spark dropped a red stone. Didn't return. 5. The red stone flashed green. 6. The portal may be above Elderroot. 7. Purple vines don't burn. When I closed the notebook, I noticed the front cover. Burning blazes, I gasped. How could I have missed this? This symbol! It's the one on Amber's diary and the metal chest. Wings inside a circle. Wait until Ocarina and Doc see this. I started flipping fast through the notebook. Gran's neat handwriting filled the pages. She wrote about storms in the turquoise forest, when they happened, and how big they were. Then I discovered a second pouch inside the front cover. I opened it. Burn and lock. It's the... There was a knock at my door.
Turbo! Open up! I'm here to look through the chest with Car! Don't see her yet!
Dobro moved to the window and stuck his head through.
You in there?
Door's open! Come on in, Dobro! I shouted. I held up the gold chain. The small metal key dangled back and forth.
Looks like another storm out, Dobro started to say as he came in.
What? Blazes! That the key?
I heard another voice.
Bongo? Dobro? May I come in?
Car stood at the open door, shaking water out of her wings. She pushed up her gold goggles and took off her wet blue cape. Dobro whistled.
I guess that means yes, Car said as she entered. What's going on? Oh, I see.
I was still holding up the necklace.
Good work, Bongo, she said. We need to be extremely careful. The chest is metal for a reason, and locked. I will prepare the room before we open it.
Car set her pack on the table. She took out several crystals.
Dobro, slip this on,
she said, and handed him a pendant. A purple crystal on purple twine sparkled a greeting.
What superpower will I have? Dobro asked.
Car frowned.
This crystal will help us stay connected. Follow each other's thoughts. Bongo, you feel bonded with the yellow crystal?
Yes, I think so. I pointed to Gran's notebook on the table. The three of us stared at the symbol on the cover. Car started flipping through the pages. At first, all I saw were Gran's notes about storms. Then I found a pouch with the necklace.
That's Amber's symbol,
Dobro whistled. Car frowned again at Dobro. She wasn't fond of his whistles.
Bongo, bring the metal chest here to the table. Keep the front door open, she warned.
I got the chest from the pantry and brought it to the table.
When you unlock it, we will only peek at what's inside quickly. Bongo, be ready to close the lid fast when I say so. Do not touch anything inside. Got it, guys? Let's remember what happened to Amber in Bongo's dream. She disappeared. Take a peek, not a stare.